Good afternoon.
How you doing? How many times have you coached against Brady?
Last time that I was on the staff against this football team, it was the year that he was hurt, so we coached against Castle. So, a few.
What's the defining quality that makes him so special that you see?
His will to just continually throw the ball to the guy that's open. And they do a good job of subtle changes within plays. They make a play look the same, and then it's slightly different. Like, they run it out, and then a double move off the same motion. They do a nice job there, and that's what they do. They adjust and they execute from the quarterback to the skill position players. They do a nice job.
Last week you were optimistic because the second half defense against the Jets was pretty good. What did you see on film this week? Were you disappointed? Was it a step back this past week? Or
we need to win our one-on-one matchups up front and in the secondary. We're this close. The first third down gets tipped by Justin Tuck, and then we don't make the play. So that costs us another 8 to 10 plays of defense. So our third down execution is costing us time on the field. The other thing is winning our one-on-one matchups up front. We got to win. We got to shed blocks and go to the ball. You guys that have seen me over the years know that my favorite phrase, one of them, is use your hands. We didn't use our hands well enough, and that's got to change. For whatever reason, we got to improve there. Be it young guys, old guys, it doesn't matter. We need to shed blocks and go get the guy with the ball. And that's what we've been working this week. So we need to improve in that area.
Why?
Go ahead.
Why does it? You preach it. You preach it every day, I assume, out there. So you use your hands. Why does it not translate then in the game?
Because you have to go through it. You have to go through it. Each man has to go through it, and each man's got to make a decision whether he's going to win his gym one-on-ones and strain to get off of blocks. Because it isn't that easy to do when 600-700 pounds is laying on you, play in and play out. So number one, win your one-on-ones on third down, so we don't have to play as many plays. And number two, you got to find a way to get off the block. That's your job in the NFL. Some of our guys are learning that for the first time, and some of our guys know that and need to strain to finish. So why doesn't it happen all the time? Nothing's perfect. There's no perfect science.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys have heard me before. If there's a magic potion, I'd make it. That's why you got to emphasize it and go through it and keep emphasizing it. Point out when it's good and point out when it's bad and keep going. That's why coaches have jobs. That's why this process needs to continue. And we need to see improvement in that area because that's what you do. That's how you play great defense. You got to get off a box and tackle. The rest of the stuff is the rest of the stuff. You got to tackle the guy with the ball, man. Let's go.
In terms of the pass rush with a four-man pass rush, are you getting enough from those guys? I mean, is it a similar problem to what we're talking about here?
Problems versus process. We're in our process of winning one-on-ones. We had times in the game. We've had times in both games where we win our one-on-ones. Okay? We got to win. That's the job. When we create one-on-ones or we work together, our job is to win and affect the quarterback. A lot of the throws last week were quick throws. If they're that quick and you're in coverage on that man and it's thrown real fast, your job is to knock the ball out. Okay, because there isn't any 4-3 12-man rush that's going to get there if the ball is thrown that fast. Get the ball out. So there's times where that happened. Last week, very few execution problems. We just got to finish better on the ball. Pass rush, everybody.
You're blitzing less this year than you have probably in the past. Is that because of the guys you have on the front that you think you can get there? Is it what goes into that when you blitz, when you don't?
Well, I'd say this. We're going to blitz some, and we're going to rush some. So the percentages are going to change game by game. I know some of those stat services think they know what they're looking at, but they don't. So I wouldn't trust all those numbers. So because you can have a four-man pressure where you blitz one and you drop one, things like that. So those numbers will change by game plan, by week. We tell you one thing, though. Whoever we activate needs to win.
Thank you.
That's it this week?
That's it.
Easy.